Well, my husband called them, what was it? Cancer sticks.
Yeah, that he did.
That's what he called them.
What do you call a room in the house? It's not a living room, but...
The den?
Yeah, with the family.
Family room.
Okay. How about if you have a room with just a toilet and sink in it? Maybe downstairs.
Oh, no lavatory.
Okay. We call one of those houses that has, three rooms only, or four or five. They're all in a straight line.
Ranch type.
Okay, that's one kind of thing. But the front door is at the beginning of the line, like this. The front door is here. And they just go straight back from the street.
Railroad?
Yes. Yes.
Like that.
It used to be railroad apartments that were like that. They called
okay,
them.
They're usually poor people live in.
I don't know. I don't know what that's called.
If the door between every room was open, including the back door, you could look straight through it.
I know, yeah. Okay. I don't know what that's
have
called.
Have you heard of a shotgun house?
Yes, I think I have, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, have you ever seen a house like this? It usually, again, it's out in the country or in poor areas. It's just two rooms, and they're separated.
Oh, that's a dog trot in between.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about that.
Well, it was originally, they built a log house, and they built two rooms and have a little passageway between. Then later, they enclosed that and made another room, but it was known as the dog trot. It's always been known as the dog trot.
Whether he had a dog or not,
it was the dog trot.
That's cute.
But a lot of them were enclosed later and made into another room.
Okay. And what were the two rooms usually? Was one a cooking room and the other sleeping?
Usually, I think. One was, I think they slept in them too, I think, in the cooking room, if they had a big family. It seemed to me a great many people lived in those places.
Yeah. Were the rooms big?
They were fairly good size.
They're bigger than this?
Yeah, bigger than this, yeah.
I guess they'd have to be if you had a family there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now then, there's another kind of house. It has a long entry hall that's set at a 90-degree angle to a large sitting room, or a large single room.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one of these, but it's usually shaped, I think, like this. And here's the front door.
L-shape.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard of it called a flying L house?
No.
How about a hall and parlor house?
No.
Okay. Have you seen any other small houses that are of distinctive design like that, that maybe we don't see anymore? Unusual shapes?
I don't
know
of any like that, no.
Okay. What do you call the buildings that accommodate many families?
An apartment house.
All right. What about the really nice new ones that I think you buy?
Condominiums.
Yeah. How about the really terrible ones?
Flats.
What is a flat?
A flat is the same thing as an apartment house, only it was just an old name for it.
Is there anything distinctive about a flat that would distinguish
it? I don't know of any.
What do you call the man who, you probably have one here, who's in charge, like if,
a maintenance man.
Right, something goes wrong. All right, what about the man who is above the maintenance man, and he might show people the new apartment?
Manager.
Okay. All right, what do you call, the equipment you use to cut the grass with?
Lawnmower.
How about one that is electrically or gas powered?
Power.
And how about the one that you sit on? Those new ones?
Well, that's just a riding lawnmower.
Okay. What do you call a little tool? Do you do much gardening?
I don't.
Did you?
No. I never was a gardener. My husband did all the gardening.
Did he? I didn't catch him out in the yard.
Yeah.
All right, well, I ask you a few of these, Anne.
All right, I might know, I might not.
It's a little tool, looks like